not turning it on now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That's not going to show up poorly on the recording later. For context, viewers at home, I threw you on my ottoman. So, who wants to... Well, I don't know if I want to relive last session, but who wants to give us a recap of what happened last session?
I can, from just what I remember, vaguely.
Sure.
Fighting lots of guards, not going well, almost everybody died, and the guy was like, bam, I'm here, you're fine now. I took a stroll around the, manor, estate place.
Mm-hmm.
While they were doing that, the tieflings, we think, probably, hopefully, were sent back home as part of negotiations. Vigo got a lot of gold, and now we're on ship.
Cool. Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think I pretty much covered. Yeah, because you guys had, night watch, I say in air quotes.
Yeah.
You were not actually watching out for anything, but we did do breakout sessions.
Watching out for these hands.
Which I guess if we try and do night watch, it's going to be interesting because I don't have an easily escapable place for everyone else to go.
It's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. I guess there's upstairs, but
or the garage.
I don't want to feel people.
Go hang
in the
out
garage.
In my car. Go hang out outside. It's not covered in weeds now, so
that's true. The patio is pretty nice.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Okay, we might be having night watch again.
I was just saying, like if we do it, yeah, the patio is fully viable.
Gotcha. Okay, so. Wonderful.
Stop her from chewing on it.
And you all leveled up to level 2.
For our viewers at home, Hannah is chewing on something.
I'm not chewing on anything! No! No, that abuses privilege!
For viewers at home, Mars is chewing on something. It's not Hannah, that is a cat.
What's the difference?
No comment. Alright. So, you guys are all currently aboard an airship flying towards a currently unknown destination. Yes, ma'am.
Does the airship have a name or is it just the airship?
I was actually going to ask, but I was like...
You know what?
Is it the Zephyr?
It's not.
Is there a man standing very, very solidly on?
There is not a solid man on this ship. Unless you count one of y'all.
Metal man.
One of y'all want to count being solid.
I can be solid.
Metal man.
Yeah!
Snake. Snake.
Snake.
Yep. We'll say it's called the SS Silvestri.
What does the SS stand for?
I don't know.
Super secret.
Solid Snake.
Oh my gosh, too many Metal Gear references too early.
What was it called?
What
again?
A thrill.
The SS Silvestri.
How did you spell?
Silver.
Oh, that's not.
Oh, we're bringing Silver back.
No.
Not a gorilla?
No, it's not. It's SILVE.
Uh-huh.
STRE. Silvestri.
I was thinking of like the cat, Looney Tunes cat.
Sylvester.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone? I don't know. And it has been a relatively peaceful flight so far. You are not under guard. You're in a pretty well-contained area. There's no point in you being under guard. You can't go anywhere unless you would like to vault off the side of a...
I could have learned feather falling.
Oh, I was also thinking about doing feather falling.
I didn't, though.
Oh.
Alas. But yeah, so you guys are just kind of on the ship. There are some crew that are kind of milling around, kind of making sure that the ship is stocked and flying correctly. You're more than welcome to wander around at your leisure in order to explore. You have not been given any information about your destination. You have not been given any information about your mission. You're kept almost entirely in the dark.
Is it dark outside?
No, because you left in the morning.
Oh.
So.
I love how with this number of people, we still have to have a group of three.
Yes, because there's an odd number of us.
Still an odd number.
I know there's like crew on the ship. How many crew are there?
We
need to be a crew.
Yeah. Okay, so you're wandering around the ship. There seems to be a decent number of people. There's like, they're not allowing you on the bridge of the ship, but you can kind of like see through. You know how like the bridge of the ship will have like giant windows at the front of it, and you can see everything. You can like look in through those windows, and there's like 5 or 6 people in there.
Just plastered the front light.
Yes. And they'll be like, sir, please move. We must have clear line of sight.
So is the crew entirely made up of the metal men, I assume?
Yes. Okay. From what you can tell.
Are we able to figure out like what the airship was made for? Like, is this its purpose? To transport us specifically? Or did it have like, was it used for something else in the past?
Roll investigation to see what you can find.
Sure. I don't know how good I am at that, but I can try.
Investigation. That's a 19.
That's a 19? So it looks like that this particular vessel is, not specifically just for you guys. It seems this might be the general way in which, I mean, you don't know if there are other airships like this up at the manor that you left. But, like, when you live in a manor up in the sky, you kind of have to import everything.
It's like a merchant vessel kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. But specifically for the use of the house.
Yeah.
So you've got, like... So, like, while they were loading all of the stuff for you guys on it, they were unloading a lot of cargo as well. Stuff that they had brought up from the mainland, essentially.
So it probably has... Like, it's not necessarily built for fighting or anything. It's just transport.
No, it is primarily... You don't find necessarily any sort of, like, weaponry specifically on there. Like, there's not, like, cannons on a pirate ship or anything like that. So.
And hopefully nobody else is flying airships to attack us with, because this thing does not seem built for it. I say to no one in particular, I guess.
I say to the open air.
Yeah.
Whimsically.
Hopefully there aren't any air pirates.
I don't think there is anything else in the sky.
What if we get a bird?
Goldbeard.
I fear the... Oh, wait. What's the largest... Are there... So, obviously, dragons. Are there any,
what if a dragon attacks?
No.
What things fly in this world that are, like, actually dangerous?
To an airship?
I guess that means to a person.
To a person? I mean, there are, like,
evil birds.
an evil bird. Realistically, like, you can fend off a goose. Like,
not successfully.
Not well.
You gotta grab by the back of the neck if there's snake.
You gotta be real. No matter how hard you are... Like, 10 times the mass of a goose.
Not the point.
You can beat up anything.
You might run into some particularly angry geese flying up this high.
There's no, like, giant, like, 20-foot wingspan, evil bird, evil, like...
any sort of megafauna like that would be some sort of, in, like, some dragon lineage. So it would be dragon-related.
Okay, so there's nothing that is... Okay.
Yes.
I don't think anything will ever understand that we are up here. We are the only
things
that are
flying. Hopefully that stays true, because no defensive capabilities. Other than being, you know, 8,000.
I'm going to say, okay, so I'm going to amend that just a little bit. There does seem to be, none of y'all have ever seen another airship like this before, so it's not...
Have we seen another airship in general, ever?
This is relatively new technology.
Right.
So no, I'm gonna say that you probably have not ever seen an airship before.
Cool.
So, the concept of there being other airships is probably...
We're probably like, whoa.
Yeah. It would kind of be like, I don't think that the Wright brothers had to worry about running into other airplanes when they were
probably not
testing their airplane.
Probably not.
They also only flew for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
The second airplane to ever fly. I think it was pretty safe.
Okay.
But I will say that there you do, I'll, on a 19, I'll amend this, that there does seem to be some, like dragon deterrent sort of, not weaponry, but there's like
some subsonic sound that we can't hear or something.
Yeah, there's something like that they have, like that they have, like you can find giant nets that might be used to like capture a dragon, or there might be
I'm imagining like you know where like I've only seen it on a chihuahua, but I'm sure they exist in other places, but like the coyote spikes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Just something to stop the dragon from eating the ship.
Yeah. It's not anything super extensive.
Yeah.
But you do find, you almost seem to find more implements of dragon capture than you do dragon killing on this.
That
makes sense.
Well, you gotta get dragon hurt somehow.
Oh yeah, dragon blood is like,
well, dragon hearts, yeah.
Yeah, dragon hearts and subsequently everything else.
Yeah. So I don't think it's the blood itself. I think it's dragon hearts specifically. Is that what I think we?
Dragon hearts is what the technology is called, but that's because it originates with the heart.
Ah.
Like if you have the cities are dragon are powered, all the major cities are.
She ain't gonna swallow that, right?
No. Nurse should have batted around. She's
probably
gonna
get stuck and lost somewhere.
It's fine.
Each major city that has a dragon heart is powered. All of the other dragon tech stuff in the city is powered by that dragon heart. If that dragon heart ever goes out, all of the other power in the city goes out.
So the heart's still like pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
As part of the tech. Maybe.
Yeah,
because
like the plants.
Oh, what a time to need a heart transplant.
I don't know how
they're like.
Oh, we got
technology for that.
They do sound like dragon.
They do specifically for
dragon hearts.
Oh,
so if a dragon needed a heart transplant, they probably wouldn't give it to him because they would just want his.
So that is my question. I guess that's worth asking. Mm-hmm. Is it like transmitted like magically through the air, the energy?
Connected.
Like, are they?
Yes.
How do they connect?
Magic.
Or is there a mini dragon heart somewhere on board?
No.
They can probably store it, like the energy. It could probably charge or something, like whenever they.
Yeah. There seems to be. You guys probably know the most about dragon heart technology.
Definitely.
Because the way that Dragonheart traditionally was designed was that a particular city would use all the parts of a single dragon for all of its stuff. So it's connected because it all came from the same dragon. This seems to be far beyond any sort of dragon tech that y'all have ever encountered before. Because usually dragon tech is not this long range. That's why you kind of get these like pockets of sort of like higher tech cities because they're all within the range of the Dragonheart, and then you get more pastoral villages that seem much more medieval because they don't have a Dragonheart.
Okay. Last question about the
cell tower.
So is it blimp style or like has wings and
I'm imagining blimp style.
Okay.
I'm imagining that they've got some sort of mechanism that uses they've got some sort of
dragon fire
up in the blimp. It's like to keep it afloat.
Like a hot air balloon blimp.
It's like a hot air balloon blimp.
Yeah.
Like a
that's
Jules
safe.
Verne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hindenburg.
Yes.
Yep.
That's genuinely like.
No,
that's,
hopefully not.
Like, that's genuinely how like the Zephyr and Clobbered Hoe is. It's like.
Is
yeah.
it, well, doesn't the Clobbered Hoe? It does the inverse. It's not making hot air inside,
it's
making the
cold
air outside, which I think is ridiculous.
Wait,
so
what
funny.
Is Zephyr?
Uh,
And something from another another
campaign.
Dimension 20
campaign.
It's doing a show.
It
right
makes
now.
The air around it colder, like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yes. It makes the air, so there's like a layer of ice all around the blimp, which makes the air, by definition,
Mars.
For viewers at home, Mars just jumped up onto everything.
Yeah, because moon's a freaking
listeners.
Sorry, I'm just that's a really funny image for some reason. Mm-hmm. You make air around it colder so it goes up, and it's like you see like a refrigerator. It's like because it has something like really hot, and like you put like a
it's like an inverse refrigerator. AC unit.
Oh, my word.
No, okay. Because the AC unit isn't hot on the inside.
True.
Furnace.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cold anyway.
Furnace. Yeah, getting back. Okay, so we're on this.
Yeah,
like,
so,
hot air balloon.
So that's basically, from what you're able to walk around and gather, that's kind of what you're able to gather about how this works. Okay. But you're more than welcome to continue touring or talk to any of the.
I'm going to find like are we outside on deck? I want to go into a room. I want to go into a room and find a table and dump all the gold onto the table and see how much there is.
Start counting?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a cabin crew area.
Where are we staying?
Huh?
Like, do we have rooms?
Yeah, there are rooms down there. There's like one giant room that seems to be full of like essentially charging stations for all of the mechanical men.
Nice.
But then there are also some like regular rooms. It almost as if like at one point in time this was manned by normal people, and now it is no longer manned by normal people. It's manned by mechanical people. So it has been retrofitted to accommodate the mechanical crew. But there are still like there's like a cabin's quarters and there's a break room that's got a little kitchenette and a table. Yeah.
Nice.
It doesn't look like it gets used very often because you imagine that the mechanical men don't get breaks or lunch.
Poor guys.
So, but yeah, you can head down. You go down and you dump all of the gold on the table. What are you doing?
I'm gonna dump it and just like count it out, see how much is in the bag.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say.
I'm probably pretty good at counting gold at this point.
I mean, you're
is it different than counting anything else?
No.
That's probably fair. I'm gonna say, you notice it's entirely made up of gold coins. And each gold coin is worth $100. How much
I'm rich.
You get paid up for?
We're rich. We're rich. We're rich. We're rich. You said a big bag.
You said the biggest bag I've ever seen.
You probably don't get paid that much gold per job.
Probably not.
So the biggest bag you've ever seen is not
like 10
still
gold.
Not.
I've probably only seen like 10 gold in a bag.
Maybe. I'm going to say that there's probably...
You decide how much you want to ruin the economy.
I'm
You're counting this right now.
It's divvying it up between everybody, so just...
Yeah.
I have 15 gold already.
Mm-hmm.
I have 14.
14.
So we all are around there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have 15, I believe. Yeah, 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We'll say that you're actively counting it right now.
Okay.
Unless you have something you wanted to do afterwards.
No, I'm just going to keep counting it.
Cool.
There's nothing else to do until something happens or we get there. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
I want to knock on the door to the bridge and see if they'll let me in.
Okay.
Where's the door?
The
door.
Yes. So you go to knock on the door, and there's a moment, and then until you see the door swing open, and it's one of the mechanical men. But these models look different. Than some of the guards that you ran into. Like, the guards were still obviously mechanical, but they were, like, a little beefier. These look much more like more meant for utility than they do combat.
We could take them then. That is a joke. I want to clarify.
And so yes, you can still, you've seen enough of it now that you're, like, pretty sure this is a mechanical man. But it definitely still looks different from the mechanical men that you faced in the foyer. But you see, it's just kind of like one of the low, like skippers, I guess. I don't understand boat hierarchy, man.
I don't
either. Fantastic. Opens the door and goes.
No.
So sorry, passengers are not allowed aboard the bridge. Please, make yourself at home in the cabin quarters.
I just have a question.
Oh, yes.
Well, not for you.
He got a look because. Who do you have a question for?
The captain.
Captain is currently occupied.
So can I just go in and talk to him?
The skipper is looking around and goes, you see that the captain looks almost kind of like a...
He's plugged in?
No, you can kind of look past him and you see that there is the captain on the bridge. He seems to be like a more high-tech model. So he seems to like move a little bit more fluidly. Like it's a lot, you're like, this has to be a mechanical man because they're all mechanical men, but this one looks the least mechanical out of all of them. Like, the skipper who opens the door is, like, a little obvious.
Yeah.
Like, now that you know, it's a little hard to unsee it. But the captain goes, skipper, yes, no need to harass our guests. He looks at the pilot and he goes, man the bridge for a moment. I believe one of our guests has a question. And he just kind of walks out of the bridge. He's gonna walk out of the bridge into the hallway where you are. Or I guess it's a hallway.
Sure, it's a hallway now.
Yeah.
I'm figuring you can't tell us exactly where it is we're going, but to make any sort of preparations, you tell us anything kind of climate wise or population, just so we can be prepared for when we land.
Yes, we have been given, strict instructions, from the Oracle, to update you as an a need to know basis. He kind of sits and he goes, it seems as though, that we are headed to, we're staying within the country of Ilya. So we do not intend, the travel should only be, but a short day, in order to get to our destination. And we should arrive at the northern border of, Ilya by nightfall. Unfortunately, that is all of the information that I am allowed to give you at this time, in the sense that all of the other information is, physically locked behind, essentially firewalls. he can't access it. He's like, that's all the information I have to give to you. I literally don't have access to any more of it.
That's right. The vault. Ka-ching.
Alright, that's fair enough. I don't suppose you could see my family. We make some of that technology, that Dragonheart technology, and I don't suppose there's any way you could let me in and show how some of it works.
He goes, yes, we appreciate enthusiasm for the craft here. Unfortunately, this is all quite proprietary tech, and so we are unfortunately not allowed to show competitors any of the sort of inner workings of how it works.
Competitors are crazy.
Competitor.
NDA.
All right, well, I appreciate it anyhow.
He goes, well, we... if there is any other questions that you need, just feel free to ask. I will not be able to answer most of them, but I will do what I can.
Alright, I'm going to... I'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to do anything?
This was kind of out of... You had to go...
Yeah, you can talk to each other. You can go try and explore the cargo hold. There's...
I probably also want to explore the cargo hold.
Do you go down? Is that what you're saying you're doing?
I'm saying I would also like to.
Well, I didn't know. Nick, you had piped up with something first.
I'm just trying to. So the captain's quarters is kind of out of. Is the airship, is it literally like a ship?
I'm imagining that it is essentially like a wooden pirate ship, but has a blimp on top instead of sails.
Okay, I think...
That is the image I have in my head.
Constantine is probably going to look towards like where the blimp air... Like where the psh is.
Yes. Yeah. You're able to kind of see up into it a little bit. It almost looks like, instead of it being like one central burner, it almost looks like a line, like a long, almost like a pipe that is on fire.
Oh.
Shooting up into the,
Can I roll something to like, to understand how like airship, because obviously so this is a new technology.
Yes.
Can I do, like, a history check or investigation about, like, how this works? Like, oh, this is, like, dragon blood or petrol is being...
Roll investigation, and,
I could also see Arcana, because...
Oh, yeah, because you are trying to...
I don't know. That depends on how...
That's crazy.
It is technology, but it's like magic technology.
It is magic tech.
I don't know.
I think that this would probably classify more under Arcana. That is a good point. Because this is the equivalent of magic in this world.
Is it, though? It's very, like,
it's magic
science.
Tech, yeah.
But it's, like, science.
Yeah, but in the same way that, like, a wizard figuring out how to... Like, it, like, magic is science in this world.
I get
hurt. Hold on, I've got
I got it. That's cocked.
Do you honor the cock?
You can do it.
Five. That's a nine?
Yeah.
You study this for a good couple hours. You're like enraptured by this. Trying to figure out this information.
Do you want one here?
I have a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, though. But you're having a hard time kind of, like, you spent hours trying to look at this thing, and you get so close to trying to figure it out, and then you're like, if only I could, like, get up and get my hands into it, but there's no opportunity for you to, like, actually look up at it. You know that there are, like, some lanterns that give off fire using dragon scales. You think that maybe they could be using that as a fuel source, but you're just like, or it could be that they're burning magic blood or dragon blood, or it could be a lot of things. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of dragon parts you can set on fire.
Detect magic wouldn't tell me anything specific besides there's magic, right?
No, it would just tell you that there's magic.
It just tells you what kind of magic it is and stuff.
I should really have realized.
That's why I didn't take detect magic. I don't think it's ever really
handy. I just realized having detect magic in this universe is like be like detect electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, wowzers, this building has electricity.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely, being in a high magic world, it's pretty obvious what magic is. That unless there would be specific uses of magic that are trying to be hidden.
Like
traps or tracking or something.
I feel like I was going to say something, though. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking of, I don't know if any of y'all have seen this, and I don't remember the name of it, but there was an adaptation of Moby Dick where it was dragons instead in like a fantasy setting.
Oh, that's
just
wild.
Thinking of that
I
for some reason.
Not.
Yeah.
But that's wild.
I don't remember what it was called.
Andy, do you want to do anything?
I kind of wanted to try to maybe, like... Because you said the bridge was off limits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just called
the
Age of the
Dragon. Can I try to sneak and look at the bridge?
I mean, you can try and look into the window. You're not going to be able to sneak onto the bridge.
Okay.
Because it's currently one giant open room. And it's got six, seven people in it.
Are you talking about? I could totally sneak on.
Yeah. The 8-foot-tall orc is 100% going to be able to sneak into this bridge, which is essentially a giant open room.
Watch the door like a Kool-Aid man.
You see nothing.
You see nothing. Yeah, I mean, I'll try to, like stealthily, like, look in through the window and see if I can hear them saying anything conversation. That's 22.
For stealth? Or
For stealth.
A 22 for stealth? Yeah, I'll say that you're able to kind of, like, get near the door. You're able to get near the door enough that you're able to sort of hear through it. It's a lot of like technical sailing speak that you don't. It'll be like 12 knots off the starboard. So some of it is like stuff that you don't necessarily have enough knowledge to understand. But you do get, like, you do get some sorts of bits of information of, you hear them mention, that you guys are a few hours out from Lorraine, and should reach there by nightfall, and you do mention that there's at one point in time the captain is like, are there any is there anything else been detected in the area, in the skies? And they're like, not currently, sir. And he goes, are there any known rogue agents in the area that could cause potential issues? And he goes, there's a few identified down on the ground, but none of them haven't intercepted any of them. He goes, good, keep an eye out on it. And that's all that you hear.
Huh.
We're meeting somebody named Lauren.
No. Okay. Okay. So
I'm gonna say that you probably get a sense that, like, I don't know. You tell me what you get out of that.
Can I insight?
Insight on the
dream. You can't insight me.
Well, no, but can I try to, like, think about what rogue agents they could be talking about? Like, would I know anything about any sort of agents?
Okay. Roll history to see if you could, like, determine any more information. Like, if you can connect that to any knowledge you already have.
Yeah. Connected the dots. You haven't connected shit. I've connected them. 17.
17? Okay, yeah. You're able to be like, okay, I've never seen an airship before. None of my friends here who are more knowledgeable about technology have also ever seen an airship. So rogue agents, maybe not other airships. What else flies and is not liked by these people? So you potentially get a sense that they're keeping an eye out for dragons.
That's terrifying.
That's so cool.
That's the song.
The wagon.
That's terrifying.
The wagon.
Yeah.
I am going to take this information. I'm going to run to Tali.
Why me?
Because you're the one I know.
True.
That's my husband.
Yes. Tali is a Yenny's husband. Yeah, fun fact. Sorry, everyone had to find out this way.
I don't watch that go. Hey, I'm gonna be honest. The cats are really adorable, and I like having them down here, but it is starting to get a little bit in the way.
Okay, do you want me to walk them up?
I think it would probably be beneficial. Okay. And I hate doing that to them. But I feel like that this
They are running around, too.
They are running around, and they're getting into things, I think it's distracting.
They are. Where is Mars?
Did Mars already go up?
Mars already may have already gone up.
Probably.
So. I apologize, I hate people.
No, you're fine, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I love them, and I would love for them to be down here, but I feel like...
But no, Moon...
The problem is we all love them a little too much.
Yeah, there's a reason that Charlie doesn't hang out with us while we're doing D&D.
And also, yeah, like, Moon has a really bad habit of, yeah, like, getting up on the couch chasing Mars. And, yeah, I mean, we almost had a disaster earlier with Mars jumping up here because she was trying to run away from Moon.
I was just thinking, I was like, I don't want to sentence them to the rooms, but also...
They're fine. They've been out, like, all day, so they can handle a couple hours. But, okay, so, yeah.
I'm going to run to Tali and find
information. I'm going to run to Tali once Tali gets back from putting the cats up. Tali all of a sudden has two cats,
it has to put them up.
It has to herd them.
Yes. All right, we can come back to...
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Uh-oh.
We're going to come back to... You asked how many gold everyone has.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that everyone has... That there's probably... I'm going to say...
How much total is there? That way, you know...
I'm going to say that there's probably, I'm going to say the largest amount of gold you've ever been paid at one time was probably, like, 10 gold pieces.
Yeah.
There's probably, like, 70, 80 gold pieces in here. Probably closer to 100.
There's more of them.
Okay, so there's 7 of us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
Conveniently.
So it's an even number, let me, hold on.
What? 10. It's 10 for each.
No.
For 80?
I said, okay, so I'll give an example.
I heard
we'll 70. We'll just say that there are 70 gold pieces.
That's...
so that it is evenly divided amongst everybody.
Yeah, and
so that everyone gets
it.
So everyone gets 10.
Are you going to tell the truth about that, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. What would Vigo do?
I'll have to think about it.
Give one for everybody's pile and give us the rest. We all
be like, everyone gets 9 gold pieces. Evenly distributed among all of my
friends. That's the bad thing about, you know, he's by himself counting this, but all the other players are in here right now. I'm making that decision.
Hey, none of the other characters are gonna know, so.
Yeah.
And that's the part that they can act on, so.
Right. Okay, well, I'll just, yeah, anyway.
Cool. Okay, you're gonna go, you have that information, you're going to fight Tali.
Yes, so now that Tali's back, I'm gonna go up to Tali. I wonder if my congestion will make this voice better. Who knows?
Probably not.
It's probably gonna make it worse. It's probably gonna be harder. I was listening in to the robots talking. Are they robots? I don't know. They're the weird guys that are holding us here. I was listening to them, and they were talking. They were saying a lot of the air-related things that I didn't understand, but I did understand that we're going to Loren. We're going to Loren. And they are looking out for rogue agents, but I don't think there's other airships because I've never seen another airship. So they could be looking out for dragons.
Well, and that's, so.
Do we want dragon? Can you call a dragon? Not you specifically, but like, just the general you, like, can, like, is there, like, a whistle, like a bird?
I don't think I would know that. I mean,
what, how would
dragons...
roar? Is that a dragon call?
You want to run by it, Batman, one more time?
Is there a shout that you can use?
Yeah, like,
get out of here, Skyrim. You're not even in this room.
You're getting gold.
You're scamming us in the other room.
You don't know that.
You can't prove anything.
You can't prove anything. I'm connecting the dots. No, but, like, is there, like, anything that we could do to, like, summon a dragon? To, like...
Would we want to?
I mean...
People don't seem to generally like dragons.
But why is that, though?
Big.
I'm big.
Sharp.
She points to her, like, her,
So are you telling me that people aren't scared of you ever? There you go. Anyway, that is helpful information, absolutely. But it's just, that's weird. Also, I... haven't really been Ilya much, so I don't think I know anything about a town or place called Loren.
Would I know of anybody... Would I know if any of these have been to Ilya?
I don't think our Ilia people are from Ilia.
Who is from Ilia?
Ask your friends. Who are you from Ilia?
I'm not from Ilia, but I'm near.
It's set near the border, though.
It's in Ilia, but it is close to the border with Kersia. You're headed north.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not from Ilia. I've been to Ilia.
Dang.
Same.
I don't think our Ilia people are here.
Yeah.
Because it's Paul.
Legal.
Is it just Paul?
It's just Paul. I mean, it's your brother. Yeah. You tell me.
Is my brother from Ilia?
Yeah, but you guys would have traveled around a lot, and yeah. even both of yeah. you guys like would have.
I stayed in Tanakh, I think.
I'm from Tanakh as well.
Yeah, but I would say that probably both Constantine and August have like you've crossed that border between Kersia and yeah. Ilia mm-hmm. consistently in order to do work.
Okay, well,
we'd have to talk to them about it.
Yes,
yeah.
Do you know if any of our other compatriots have been to Ilia?
I don't really know them that well. I just know you and I've gotten to know Gunnar a little bit, and I vaguely know Viggo.
Who do you think we can trust out of all of them?
I mean, we're kind of all in this together. Hopefully we can trust everyone.
Suddenly, Annie breaks out in High School Musical Chorus.
You haven't even seen that movie.
I haven't.
And I'm trying to keep it that way.
I guess.
I mean, August seems friendly. We could try talking to him.
Yeah, or, I mean, Constantine.
Constantine is nice. He just seems a little intense sometimes.
But he knows things
about
machines.
He seems like he has, I don't know, just something that makes him really focus in on things.
What a kind way to call somebody's character autistic.
I wasn't gonna say it outright.
We love Connie.
We love Connie so much.
We really do love Connie.
Connie. You've heard of iCarly, now it's iConnie.
Everybody loves Connie.
True!
That's his tagline.
Iconic.
I'm iconic.
So, do you want to talk to August and then I talk to Constantine, or?
We'll just do it as a group.
Oh, okay.
Keep this a one-on-one.
There's no reason not to.
Do you know where Viggo is, by the way? He just kind of snuck off.
I don't. You know what? I'm gonna see if I perceived him at all when I was. Is the bridge anywhere near where?
No, he
Viggo
would be,
went.
He would be the exact opposite. Below deck.
Yeah.
But I can still see if I, like, saw him go somewhere,
yes.
right?
I mean,
perception?
All of it's pretty close to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a huge ship.
Would that be perception?
I don't know. I think that's just you deciding if you saw it or not.
I don't feel like that's worth rolling for.
Yeah.
But I rolled an 18.
Then yes, yeah, I mean, you have seen him. You saw him come below deck when you got on board.
I think he went, like, to the other side of the ship. I don't know. He had the large sack of money.
That seemed to really interest him.
It did. I can't believe
it. I mean,
money equals
I really
security.
Only have met him a few times. I don't have a very solid read on him.
I mean, he seems to be a simple man. He knows what he's about.
To be fair, Viggo doesn't know you.
Yeah, I was gonna say he doesn't know.
Doesn't very vaguely knows you. Knows you a little bit more, but still not much.
He knows me in like what's that thing where people watch YouTubers or whatever, and they
parasocial.
Have, like,
parasocial.
Yeah.
He's a parasocial.
He knows me in a parasocial way.
That's so funny because
he likes me as an entertainer.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Off Gary Tyree's core. Okay, so let's go inform.
You decided that.
Yeah.
You chose that.
I did.
Let's go talk to the others then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Avengers assemble.
Non-Avengers
assemble, because we have avenged nothing.
Pre-Avengers.
Yeah. Pre-Avengers.
Just some guys.
Just some guys.
I heard a first grader scream Avengers
everyone
assemble.
Everyone has something to do with the dragon squad.
Alright, if you guys want to collect, sort of down by, in the common space,
yeah.
Viggo is
yeah.
already down there.
So do we just go in and Vigo's just like trying to hide that he's counting money?
I'm probably already done, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, that would make sense. It doesn't take me that long.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think you can count to 70 quickly?
Probably pretty quick. I count in like two, at least twos.
At least, like, I count my threes, I don't know. Count my twos, I definitely got unlocked.
Three's up there, man.
Yeah, it's getting too high.
that's not funny.
All right. Well, guys, I only got some info from eavesdropping. You want to share with the class?
I didn't drop anything.
I swear, Sarah's
dropping eaves. No, so I was listening in on our
captors,
mechanical friends, and they said we were getting close to Loren. I don't know if anybody has been there. Have any of you been to Loren before?
If you want to roll history checks to see if. Which is not necessarily to say that if you roll low, you will have not been there, but it will be like, if you remember.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Yo!
Natural 1.
Connie, you are an aimless nomad. You have no concept of any town that you've ever been. You're just like, yeah, I've been to towns.
Is that Sandy's dog?
You've been to towns? Surely. You possibly have run into Loren before, but names don't matter that much.
I might have. Do you know what it looks like?
Are you Sheila's dog?
Are you Sheila's dog?
If I know what it looks like, or the name of someone that lives there, I might know. But otherwise, I do not.
Okay.
I don't know.
You look like Sheila's dog.
You look like Sheila's dog.
19. Okay, so between 19 and 20, I'm going to say that... Vigo, you've probably been in the area of Loren before, but not 100% sure if you've been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, it would make more sense. You decide if you've been to Loren before.
Where is Loren?
Close to the northern border. There's like a forest that covers part of the northern border between Ilya and Kurzia.
Then I've definitely been there before.
Yeah. And Loren is like the most major city outside of that forest.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay. So it would make sense that Vigo had been there.
Yeah.
I've probably been there like once or twice. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a common
bless you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's not a common stop my route.
I'm sorry. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So you probably have both been to Loren before. Yeah. Connie has no concept of towns.
Names.
I never remember. I go through.
He just has buildings. He's like, what a weird thing.
Well, he never remembers like the name of any of any towns.
Streets or anything.
It strikes me that Connie doesn't like go to places. Like on purpose?
Yeah.
Then he just kind of wanders through them.
Yeah.
And so like you never need to be like, oh, I need to go to Loren. Let me find that on a map and go there. You're just like wandering down the road.
Yeah, he has
a nice town.
He wanders.
Yes.
He has no navigation. He doesn't navigate.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of been a step. Okay, so we're going to Loren, which I've never been, but you guys somewhat have, so
yes.
at least we know where we're going now. And also,
do you think it has to do with like our first target, or are we doing like something else first? Do you think
they didn't say anything about, they just said where we were heading. I didn't hear. The only thing I heard about like them looking out for things is they were saying how they were looking out for rogue agents, but I mean, unless you guys have seen other aircraft vehicles like this, I'm assuming they're looking out for dragons.
Do the dragon call. That feels important to context.
I was just wondering, and I don't know if August knows this, since he was born from an egg.
I love that it's in canon that I didn't know that August was born from an egg.
He can't correct her because he doesn't remember when he was born.
I mean,
do
so
any of us?
I remember when I was born.
None of my parents showed up to my birth.
Yeah.
But I I'm not sure if you're familiar with, like, dragon calls or anything. I was thinking...
Just do it. It's important for the context.
I just, you know, dragons are big and they're loud, and so I thought it was like a roar, like a type thing, like a...
Can you say that louder?
I don't know if...
No, I don't... What if it does call something? I don't want the guards to hear if I'm trying to call something, because they're like, that's a dragon call. There's going to be a dragon.
Why do we want the dragons to come and attack us?
I mean, reinforcements, maybe?
Would they attack us?
They wouldn't attack August. August could change into his, like, little scaly self.
Would you opt not to kill an orc?
I wasn't expecting August to be a cold dragon.
Why would you think they would not kill the August?
I mean, August could communicate with them.
I still do not understand why
did anybody here speak Draconic?
I do.
I can't actually.
Me too.
So this is our escape plan?
I was just trying to throw a plan out there to see if we could get off of the ship.
I mean, if we really want to do an escape plan, we could probably just tamper with their charging stations, and then when they don't charge, they die.
Do we know about the concept of chargeable batteries in this?
Yeah,
place?
Do we?
We were just talking about it, literally at the beginning of the session.
They probably have places to like...
You said there was a large charging room.
There is a large charging room.
Oh, okay.
But you don't know how, like, how long...
I'm not saying we do that, I'm just saying that's what I was thinking.
Yes, you're aware of the concept of rechargeable energy.
Do you think...
Or having to reconnect to a source energy in order to derive more power.
Do you think that they're, like, going through the air because they're mechanical, so they can't, like... So water could fry their... Like, water could make them stop working?
Do we... I mean, but they... This is not...
We're going over land, I don't...
Well, we are also talking about electricity. This is not electricity.
Electricity, I don't know if that...
Electricity does not exist as a god.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about
dragon
blood.
Does dragon blood machinery work A-okay in water?
Yeah.
You are confusing us with something else.
My bad. Not from a book you might have ever read.
A fictional novel.
She just stares at you.
A fictional...
Scary.
Instead of science fiction, it's dragon blood fiction.
Yep, true.
Science isn't real in this universe. They just, like, it's discovered. They just, like, found everything out.
Yeah, so true.
Nothing else, baby.
But, so that's all the information I have. If anybody wants...
Did
to they say
before,
how long?
Right? What did they say?
Did they say how long it was going to be until we landed?
Tonight.
Oh.
You got that information. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
They said it was one day's journey, I think.
Yeah, I think they said
to your next destination, yeah.
About nightfall is when we arrive to our next destination. Other than that, they didn't really tell me much. Except that they couldn't tell me much because they said they didn't physically have access to that information.
Who told you?
The captain.
Where is he? Was he in
the... He's on the bridge. I knocked.
Oh. Okay, so that's just kind of also what I, like, kind of, that's the same area where I heard,
mm-hmm.
So. Well,
I was thinking about checking out the cargo hold, maybe. See if there's anything we can get from that. I mean, other than that, we just kind of waiting to arrive at our destination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody else want to go to the cargo hold with me?
I'll go.
Oh. Quick mission to cargo hold!
Field trip.
August, what does a dragon call sound like?
I never heard anyone call dragon before.
Were you adopted?
I mean... Are we really... So so we're talking about this, I guess. You turned into You turned into a dragon person. Plus, you seem to have magic of some kind.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to share with the class?
I was adopted.
I knew it. And he goes, right from an egg. So, like, did you, like...
Annie, don't distract her with egg talk again.
But...
Let him speak.
Okay.
I don't know fucking from an egg. I don't think so.
Okay.
But...
So dragons give live birth, then?
I don't know if my parents... I don't think my parents were dragons. I don't know.
I didn't think you were a dragon.
I'm not. I don't think. You're awfully confusing me, Miss A. Annie. There's a lot of things I thought of.
I'm also confused.
August has an existential crisis about whether or not he's born from an egg.
He's never considered born his entire life. I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, how do you know you were born from an egg?
Technically, humans are.
Yeah.
But we don't know that.
Dragon blood science tells us.
my lady, she's the one who gives me the ability to you know, shift into that form and gives me my magic.
I'm having PTSD to a former life that makes me really suspicious of someone called my lady. And I wasn't even a player in that campaign.
Hey, yo!
I didn't do my that.
So it was... Your mother, half dragon or full dragon?
No, she's adopted. You missed that when you go to the bathroom.
He's adopted.
Sorry, he was adopted.
Oh, okay.
He has a lady that grants him abilities?
Yes. She speaks to me sometimes, not very often.
What are we talking here?
Is it telepathy?
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm like, what kind of lady are we talking about? Like in a court or like?
Oh no, she talks to me in my head.
How'd y'all meet?
I don't know.
In your head.
I imagine that there's probably like a first time you remember her appearing to you.
Okay.
But there is a certain sense of that she has always been with you.
Is there anything you can use to describe her, or is this just like you don't know? Because that's fine, I'm just curious.
Are you sure this is not psychosis?
Okay, ignore him.
You have the woman who talks to you inside of your head.
I thought you were just...
You do not know who she is.
Okay.
But, I mean, obviously she's real because she gives him powers.
Yeah.
How do you know it is the woman that gives you the powers, and not the powers that tells you it is a woman? Or something else that tells you it is a woman?
August is having such an existential crisis.
He looks visibly uncomfortable with, like, this is not the line of questioning he thought we were going down. He's like, no, this is simple. It's the lady. She gets in the power. Yeah.
Constantine is someone that would question the very concept of, like, oh, yeah, there's just a person that's just like, doink, you have powers. Also, I'm God.
That's what I'm saying. But only one of them. She's like a deity or, like, some other kind of power.
Yeah, he's questioning.
Do you know the situation for that?
Well, I mean, I believe just based off of circumstantial evidence that she's draconic in nature, but...
Okay, that's something to work off of, at least.
I don't know. I mean, she is in my head, but...
She nice?
Yeah, she's nice to me. She ain't...
Doesn't she tell you to do stuff?
Sometimes.
Bad stuff?
Totally. Your magical powers do not come with a woman, correct?
Do you want to rephrase that?
She is the woman they come from.
Or a man. No, nobody talks to me in my head.
But so you can just cast spells.
Sure.
So, for no reason. So you can be... You can do it without any...
I'm sure there's a reason, I just haven't...
Are you adopted?
Necessary. No, I'm very not adopted. I love my parents, they're great.
So you can cast magic without reason.
I haven't felt the need to tell y'all the reason yet.
Oh!
That's fair.
Connie does not think that's fair.
Connie's like, I must know.
I'm pretty comfortable with multiple of y'all, but some of y'all I don't know just yet if it's good to spill everything immediately.
Were you born out of an egg?
No.
So okay. How do you
so
know?
So who is born out of an egg?
Nobody.
Again, you do not know who the woman is. She does not make herself known to you outside of your head. Is she able to?
How do you do magic, Connie?
I'm gonna say a lot of Connie's magic is not actually like fireball. It's like flavored as something more physical. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like acid splashes him literally Full throwing glass alchemist. Vials of stuff. Yeah. I'll try to keep that up as much as I can Ooh. As a player.
Yeah.
I imagine Connie is like. He understands that magic is kind of a part of a little bit of everything, so anyone can cast magic in some way. But he views it very like scientific and like it is something that is like to be understood and almost very rationally. Like he's not like. I am the gift of the magical powers of soul. It's like him. Like it is almost like.
Well, I imagine we don't have a goddess of magic in this version.
There's
not.
I mean,
so, yeah,
all magic comes from dragons.
Yeah.
Magic is kind of the part of like there is dragon magic, and some of that dragon magic has been kind of funneled into this dragon heart technology and the study of it.
Mm-hmm.
There is still other dragon magic that is not understood, and that is just kind of like magic in general.
Yeah,
so all of the magic that's not understood is still... All the dragon magic that's not understood and quantified
magic?
As a science is still just considered
I haven't yet.
Magic.
Yeah, so Connie would probably cast...
You guys don't know, I
can't. Casting of magic would probably come across as, like, someone... like, science-y. Like, he's not invoking
yeah.
it from his mind. He's, like, actually,
he's,
like...
He's...
Yeah.
If dragon magic branches on into the unknown and known, he's... deliberately in the known part of dragon magic.
Yeah.
You can't innately you're flavoring it as in you don't innately have magic, you just know how to use magic
right,
items.
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
Mm.
And so has the lady ever told you of anything that you did not know and that came to be true?
Oh.
You mean like
prophecy?
As in like she no, as, not necessarily of the future, but that
I think he's asking if you're psychotic again, because he's like saying it does she give you outside knowledge
yes,
that you would not know already?
Do you
mean psychic?
No, like
and does she not more than just influence what you think but tell you things that you do not know and then come out to be true?
She told me about that Septimagica business. She confirmed it anyway. And then she said the Oracle is pretty of a bad guy, but other than that, I mean,
that was just
basically like
fact.
Saying in Ratatouille when Remy has the chef did not know he was dead because he was just Remy's brain.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he's asking if
are you?
It's like not a figment of
her
imagination.
Do you see the chef? Is this voice similar to the chef Gusteau in your head?
No. Not my, are you asking
He's asking
my
if it's someone from outside talking to you, or if it's
yes,
your imagination.
Yes, it is. It is someone from outside, someone that is not you talking to you.
No, it ain't me.
Does she have a
Do
name?
You,
I'm just curious. I'm not on the same train of thought of him at all.
I've never really asked.
Can you ask her now? Like,
right
how does that
right
work?
Now?
Yeah, is it like a two-way conversation, or
well,
she just talking
no,
to you?
No, I gotta like call on her. I can't just.
So there is a dragon call.
What is it?
Yes,
what is it?
I walked right into that.
What's your dragon call?
What do you say to summon dragons?
Well, not dragons.
Well, you said
just,
draconic, and so that's what we're talking about.
Just the dragon that talks to me in my head. Just that dragon.
An ice dragon of some kind, I would guess.
I don't know.
Well, that's what white dragons are.
What is going on with those accents right now?
We are mixing, unfortunately.
Melding into one. Okay.
We were going to the cargo hold.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can stop examining her psyche.
Yeah.
his psyche.
Yes.
I just
Psyche know. K.
I have all the answers I need, which is he wasn't born from an egg.
That he knows of.
That he knows of.
Where do orcs come from?
That's a conversation for a different time. Let's go down to the cargo hold.
Okay.
Well, you see when a mama orc
hey, yo! Right down to the cargo hold. You freaks.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that my dad exists.
Apparently, y'all come from dragons breathing. So that's weird. Some dragons just breathe people.
What an interesting
that word. Picture.
I don't know. That's just what we know about the history of the world.
Yep.
Okay, so cargo hold.
Cargo hold.
Yes.
We hold the cargo.
Yes. Do you want to just perceive what is in the cargo hold, or do you want to investigate for specific items?
I want to look for specifically Dragonheart tech.
Cool. Roll an investigation check for that.
I just wanted to see what was familiar around.
Perception check.
Yeah.
Can I see if there's anything from either my previous affiliations or other
similar affiliations. Yeah, find that out. That'd
okay.
Be fun.
17.
Okay, 17. Anyone else looking for something?
I'm thinking.
I'll look for dragon.
What would that be? Would that be
investigation? You're
just investigation.
Something
okay.
Investigation. That's a 11.
Does somebody want to help me?
How am I going to help you?
Girl, we don't even know what you're looking
there
for.
There is nobody capable of helping you because they don't know what you're looking for.
Dang it.
Looking for my dad.
Oh my
Molly
God.
Might be able to help you if you let her in.
I don't think so.
I don't. I'm thinking too much about the eggs.
So for my general perception, it was 13.
Okay. So
I think she
you,
went first, though.
Okay. Yes. You rolled investigate on dragon heart tech. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And you rolled a what?
17.
Who else rolled? You rolled a
11.
Okay, so on 11, you see a lot of, like, strange parts and pieces that seem, like, that they are more of the mechanical part in nature than more of the actual, like, dragon part in nature. You imagine that some of these are, like, repair parts for the mechanical men and for other, like, parts of the ship. Or whatever. So there seems to be ways to repair the ship should it become damaged. Or repair the mechanical men should they become damaged. There is also a... you also see some sort of like... you see some boxes that are like specially packaged that seem to be sort of like draconic raw materials. So there's like a specific like metal crate that has labeled like dragon scales on the outside. And then there's like you see a much smaller crate that has labeled on the outside like dragon blood. So like it seems to be like they're carrying dragon technology in its individual components. They are carrying ingredients, not meals.
Okay.
On a 17, you're able to get a better look. You do notice down in the cargo hold that you're aware of this because this is sort of, you're aware of this because the Ecclesia Draconis puts specific regulations on the kind of dragon tech that you can make. There are specific rules from the Ecclesia Draconis that you are not allowed to make weapons out of dragon heart tech. And I'm going to say you don't see anything constructed, but you see a lot of parts and pieces, and you do see that there's some, like documentation that might also be in transport to wherever you're going. And you are able to look through some of that, and you do see that there is, like, more schematics, and you're like, that looks a lot like a gun. And some of these are small scale, some of these are big. Like, some of these are for killing a person, some of these are for killing a dragon.
Jeez.
And some of these are for killing dragons bigger than you thought existed.
Like a Gustav cannon.
Hmm. That's not good.
The train gun.
So.
But
so, nothing that currently exists, but you do see that there are people who are kind of like subverting the Ecclesia Draconis's.
The Oracle, he would never.
Honestly.
Yeah. So, that is what you find. You were looking for... What did you roll?
I don't...
What did you roll? three! Yeah, you're so focused on thinking about eggs right now. You know what? You do... You're so distracted, you do, in fact, find... Like, you find some of the food stores and you do, in fact, find eggs. They're small. They're like.
The egg up to August.
Yeah, no, I literally was about to.
August, I don't think you came out of an egg. I don't think you could be that small.
Have you ever heard of ostrich eggs?
It's an ostrich.
There are no ostriches here. I imagine that you have heard of eggs that are bigger than like
yes.
Have you ever heard of a chocobo?
Chocobo.
Yeah, there's some chocobo equivalent in this world. That's so fair.
So you didn't come
Dracobo.
Out of so you didn't come out of like this type of egg, but it was probably like this,
well,
but bigger.
No, I definitely didn't come out of a chicken egg. I can tell you that much. Certain. I ain't a chicken.
As far as you know, maybe your magical lady that talks to you in your head will make you a chicken next.
I certainly hope not.
Why? You could get less... You could pat the eggs. You could be the egg bearer.
I think if I was a chicken, I'd still be male.
Moving on from that one.
Right. Men exist. I mean, I know they exist, but like, meh. No offense.
What?
No offense, ma'am. I hope you figure out whatever it is you're trying to figure out.
I think we're learning far more about Annie than we are about anyone else at this table. So.
Anyway, my general perception is 13 of just.
13.
Kind of seeing what's in the cargo hold.
Yeah. You're able. You've noticed that there's a section back here that's for food stores. You notice that there's like a lot of food stores, like far more than you would need for an evening.
Well, I assumed we were taking this for the long haul.
Yeah, but
jail.
Yeah.
It seems that that there is, and you see the other, like, the crates labeled with different, dragon parts, and you see that there are some crates of mechanical, materials as well. You probably don't notice the schematics, but you do, you said you rolled a 13? Yeah. You notice that, there's a lot more stores than it would take to just get to this one place. Which you might surmise means that this is not your last stop. But other than that, that's probably the most that you can just perceive from the general area.
Yeah.
I rolled a 24. I wanted to see if there's anything that's out of place in the midst of all the mechanical stuff that doesn't fit in.
Anything that doesn't fit in with the mechanical stuff, and you rolled a 24?
And whatever else comes with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That would be interesting, because you don't know as much about Dragon Tarp technology, and so it's trying to figure out what would seem out of place to you.
Yeah.
In the mechanical stuff.
A second wrist clock.
I don't know, maybe there's like a dragon egg or something in there, you know?
Oh my gosh, we're gonna get another August!
Dragon
gun,
just...
You can ask August.
Dragon sword that's also a gun.
If you move the 24 on for
like... Yeah.
You know, like, if you're not technology, like, I don't know what the heck that is.
I'm gonna say that you get through some of the mechanical stuff and you get to a crate towards the back. That's kind of like in amongst some of the mechanical stuff, but it's you open it and you're like, this is way older than anything I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It still looks technological in nature, but it's like what might have been made out of metal, like the mechanical men, is like made out of stone, and like and that you see that there are like stone things that are made out of stone or out of gemstones and stuff that looks a lot older than any of the
gemstones,
huh? yeah, probably not like precious gems.
Right.
There's probably like stuff carved out of quartz and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
That you can see down in here.
Okay.
So you're like, this looks mechanical, sure, but like, this doesn't look anything like any of the other mechanical stuff. So.
Is it just like a box? Is it something I can open? Can I go and try and open it?
It is a crate of things that you have opened and you're looking in, and that's what you can tell.
Okay.
So.
Scoop. Pocket.
I'm going to say that there's probably a particular device in here that catches your attention, mostly because you've got an eye for enough valuable things that you can tell that this isn't like a precious stone.
Mm-hmm.
But it does look like a, it looks like a device that has a gem sort of on the top of it that has glyphs carved into all of the different facets of the gemstone at the top.
Oh, that's cool.
And it seems to kind of grab your attention.
Okay. I'll kind of like look around in it and I'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick it up and look at it and then I'll just like pocket it.
Cool.
For later.
Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Can I just feel it on the floorboards to see if there's like a floorboard loose that's hiding something? Can I just try to
turn? You know what? Go for it.
You know what?
Was it a 3 even with your modifier?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Alright, well that's so much better, guys. That's a 7.
She's gonna be like, that's much better. It's a 4.
She goes, a loose one, and just rips up. Yeah!
And then she sees all the way down to the
just water. Water, we're flying over land, y'all.
All right.
She sees like the hundreds of feet down.
She spits.
Seven. My water collection.
To 7.
Jail. Right, because it would just be, would it be in my investigation, I'm assuming, again?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a plus 1. I got a 6.
Oh.
Jail.
Yeah, you don't, it seems, this place seems pretty watertight. You can't seem to, like, pull up anything of any interest.
There's nothing on the floor.
So, yeah, you can confirm that there are no false floors. But there's nothing else to find.
Should we look around for false walls?
Of course you would suggest that.
Maybe. I mean,
see if there's any messages on the ground that tell us.
Huh?
Oh.
He's a FromSoft guy.
That's fair. What is FromSoft if not false walls?
Let me roll to see if I go through this wall or not.
Let me roll this dice.
Is there a suspiciously cracked wall I could put a bomb in front of?
No.
That's why
no.
Legend of Zelda.
Just the whack walls with the sword.
Instead of like bouncing off, it goes through and it disappears.
Yes. No, there's no. I hate to break it to you. But. All right. Somebody roll me a perception check.
Not the best.
14.
18. I love how you said someone in
11.
Almost everyone rolled.
Yeah, no.
18.
Perception.
Who rolled above a 15?
I'll roll if we need to all.
Need to roll. You can choose not to.
Okay.
I'm going to say
finally.
You guys notice it first. But you notice that there is sort of a... You sense a sort of... almost like... You've no concept for this, but oh gosh, now the word just completely left my brain. When a plane and it bounces a little bit.
Turbulence.
You sense turbulence.
Oh no.
The dragon call worked.
The air is bouncing.
Yes. So you feel a rumbling from outside for a moment.
I'm booking it up.
The rumbling.
You, and you start to hear footsteps running across.
No, I'm. Why I'm. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Why are they running?
Why are you running?
Why are you running?
Yeah, no, I'm.
Annie's running me. If I don't know what's going on, I'm running with her. All running.
Yeah, that's so fair.
I see her running. Like, okay, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I am on the deck, and I'm looking, trying to see what is the source of the turbulence we had.
I think I have an idea.
You come up on deck. You guys have been wandering around. I'm going to say that it's probably closer towards the end of, it's been about a day.
Yeah.
The sun is sort of setting off in the horizon, and it looks like the sky is on fire. Hmm. And you can almost, like, squinting off towards the horizon, you almost as if see just like a blip of something off in the horizon that seems to be coming in your direction. Someone wanna...
Can I pull out my telescope?
You do! Wait, we did determine that you have a telescope! Pull that sucker out!
Alright.
Yeah, roll me perception with advantage.
Yeah. Oh, that's a 19 plus 3.
Ooh.
Yeah, you managed to... You're like, wait, guys, we've got a telescope for this. And you pull it out, and you kind of... It's like... You get a little closer, and it's a little fuzzy, and then you turn it a little bit more, and you see just the...
Yeah!
I stopped dead, like...
Whoosh!
Yeah, she's never gonna let us live this down.
No.
The dragon call worked.
I rolled a 20. I rolled a 22 for perception, so
yeah.
I would kind of get the vibe.
Yes.
But I saw it better.
No, y'all got the same number.
I got the same number.
You have a built-in telescope.
Yes, yes.
What do your orc eye sees?
Did I call a dragon? Did the dragon call?
What did you do?
By saying the word roar?
No, it works.
Second dragon kill.
My God!
Stop saying roar away.
I'm gonna run to like the captain. Run to the bridge to the captain, and I'm gonna tell him.
Yeah. You do hear people sort of running around.
Yeah. Whether or not he knows, I'm just gonna run up there.
Yes. Yeah. You run up, and it seems as though there's enough people running in and out of the bridge now, trying to communicate information that the door is just left open.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do? The door to the bridge is left open.
Okay, that's good. I was gonna slam the door open. I'm gonna run in and be like, "Do I see anybody?"
You see that it's generally in chaos. There's a lot of people like running around. There seems to be like some more like mechanical panels in nature that seem to be flashing in various colors.
Do I see the captain?
Yeah, the captain is in the middle.
Okay, I'll run over to the captain and like grab him by one of his metallic shoulders and like spin him around and be like, "Do you see there's a dragon?"
He goes, "Yes, we it came up on our radars just a moment ago. We're going to do what we can in order to there's no need to worry. We have measures in place for this.
There's no reason to worry. What do you have to fight a dragon?
We have measures in place. You don't technically go flying out of the air and dragons around without measures in place, I assure you. It does, and then you hear one of the skippers goes, sir, it seems to be headed straight for us. And they're like, why is it headed? That's fine.
Do you have a way to escape off of this ship?
He goes, yes, there are lifeboats. You seem to have floated some of them before, that we can use in order to escape. But there's no need to do that. We will all be fine. We have deterrent measures for the dragon, and it will send it away. It probably has no idea that we're here and is just flying, and we will deter it off in the right direction, and it will be fine.
I spin around in a huff and storm out the door back to everybody.
Yes. By now, you can see that this thing is flying fast.
Yeah.
Like, what was just a blip on the horizon, now everyone can make out as a
dragon flying towards you.
Is there like a crow's nest I could climb up to?
Not a crow's nest because there's the blimp on top of you.
Yeah.
So you can't. There's not really like a way to get high. Like you could stand on top. Like I'm imagining that there's the bridge and then the deck. So you could like stand on top of the bridge, but that's not gonna get you much higher.
Yeah.
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. When I do, I have magical tinkering. One of the things I can do is have an item emit an odor or a nonverbal sound. I can take an item we have and make it smell like a delicious ribeye steak. And as the dragon,
what's the radius on that?
As smelling distance.
Smelling distance.
And then I can toss it over.
Does anybody ever
like this? You toss it.
Would it see what you're throwing though?
It's a dumb animal.
What?
Do I have any experience?
Wait, how smart
dragons
are dragons? Are they like sentient?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this universe,
I mean, the dragon lords created all life.
Yes, but I mean, are all dragons sentient?
It's a widely debated topic among academics is the sentience of dragons. No one has gotten close enough to a dragon in recent memory in order to like speak to it, but you have myths of people speaking to dragons and communicating with them.
But is there enough knowledge to know that they're smart?
Yes.
Do we have any delicious ribeye steaks aboard?
I think there are food stores down in the cargo hold.
She goes, I have eggs!
Throw them at the dragon.
Do we have...
Just egg the dragon.
Quick, grab the children!
Take it out! Do we have any bombs?
I don't really care.
I'm sure there's some bombs down below.
We grab a bomb with a ribeye steak. And
the dragon is quickly approaching.
I want to say, by the time we finish
I'm going to say that as you guys are like trying to figure all this out, the dragon is getting closer. You see that there are almost like...
What color is it?
You can see with the sort of like firelight of the sunset glinting off of it, it seems to be almost brass in nature.
Whoa.
That's the one we fought in the last campaign.
Oh, yeah.
The magnetic one.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh.
Is it? I'm not wearing metal.
Brother. Put your clothes on. Where your clothes at?
The armor.
Are you wearing armor? You might get pinned to a wall while dying again.
No, I'm wearing leather.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone is like, oh yeah, there's a dragon coming straight towards us. You do see, that they're like on top, or like out of the front of the ship, that they're almost like not out of the front of the ship. Some of the guards are carrying what basically look like giant flare guns. Two of them kind of position up at the front of the ship and they try and fire them off at the dragon just scare it off.
Do we know about dragon types and like what they are like in any way?
Probably not.
I'm going to say you...
Plus, I doubt they're like D&D because technically brass dragons are the friendliest ones.
Can I try to roll an animal handling check for the dragon?
For what?
For just trying to, like, see what it wants, or...
I don't think we're at that point yet.
Okay. It would need to be closer.
Okay.
It could not...
Also, I can talk to dragons.
Yes, so can August.
Yes, but I have special things for that.
I can talk to the dragon in my head.
Yep.
Don't know if that's helpful right now.
We don't have any big weapon systems, do we?
No, we don't want to hurt it.
Okay.
I think we're chewing it away. I don't think we can kill a dragon.
Yeah. You hear the captain from the top go, not to worry, we'll just fire the flares in the directions that should spook it off its trail, and we'll continue onward. You see that they both kind of square up with these, like, basically they almost look like rocket launchers, but a giant flare. And they both go, head off in the direction of the dragon, and you watch the dragon laser focused just kind of like bobs and weaves and ducks around him and continues straight on its course.
Oh my gosh.
So they're like, that's worse.
captain is like, all men to the deck in defensive positions. Please protect passengers at all cost.
Don't hurt the dragon.
I think one of the guards like hears you say that as he walks by and he goes, the dragon will hurt me.
How? Maybe it will if you hurt it first. Like, what?
Where are you getting this view on dragons?
I don't want to hurt something.
Okay.
Aren't you a hunter?
No. What?
I mean, I, like,
Okay, so, I'm going to say, dragon is on its way in.
You've been...
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We are going to do, not a combat encounter, because that would be stupid. we are going to do a skill check encounter.
Ooh!
Which is that, basically the way that this is going to work for our viewers at home, is that, the dragon is going, the dragon is going to do something at the top of the round, and all of you have, we'll go in turn-based order, but we're not going to worry about distances and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to make sure that everyone has a turn. Everyone is going to do something in response to what is done at the top of the turn.
Okay.
And it can be combat. It can be, it's primarily skill checks, trying to figure out how to, in order to resolve the situation. Yes, ma'am.
No, never mind. I remembered things. We're good.
Cool. Okay. And then, for mechanics' sake, we're going to say that we're going to have 5 rounds in order to resolve this situation before whatever the dragon's goal is going to be achieved. So we're going to start by everyone roll initiative order.
I've got an idea.
So yeah, if you have ideas for how to combat dragons, this is the time to do it.
Going to try to convince
combat.
It to leave.
I've got an idea to maybe use a blood curse on it. We'll see. It won't hurt it.
Okay. Just when you say blood curse, and I don't know what that means, I'm going to make assumptions.
Then most of them are effects.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So. I don't have my little initiative tracker thingy, because we are at my house. So.
We can remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, who rolled above a 20? Nobody. Who rolled between a 20 and a 15? What did between the two of you?
16.
16?
17.
Okay, so Constantine is first. Then we have Tali. 15 to 10?
14.
All right, so then we've got Vigo. What did you guys roll?
9.
5.
Okay, so then we'll do... So just remember who's before and who's after you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's how we're gonna start. The top of the round, the dragon is fastly approaching upon your location, and you see as it gets as a giant gust of fire just erupts out of its mouth and just knocks into Brass Dragon's debris fry there. I looked it up earlier.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't do it, so I didn't know.
Yeah,
that was just me genuinely going, is that what they do?
Yeah. And you see as fire just engulfs the whole front hull of this ship, as it approaches on its way. So the front half of the ship is currently on fire. Who's up first? Constantine, what are you gonna do?
I want to cast Sanctuary on...
That, I don't think that would help you.
I mean, it warns us, so...
Yes, but not against area of effect spells, like...
I know it doesn't stop the fire on hands, but it wards away creatures that want to attack us. Like, it...
Well, can't you only put it on one person?
That's what I'm... Like, if I ward a creature... So, you ward a creature within range against attack.
Yeah.
What are we willing to expand upon what counts as a creature? Literally, or...
I don't think we can make it the ship.
Yeah, no.
It has to be a living thing.
Yeah, it has to be a living thing.
Okay.
The ship is not alive.
Thank that goodness. We know of.
Well, I hope not.
I guess Constantine's gonna grab a pail of water.
Okay. you can already, you see that there's a handful of of the mechanical men that are already starting to sort of converge upon the situation with pails of water. And you're able to sort of, like, help grab some of their stores and start throwing them onto the fire. Who is next?
Me.
Okay. Tali, what do you do?
I could focus on the fire, but I'm honestly, I think the best thing I can do is try to, like, I see it as, like, a sort of, like, either persuasion or performance, doesn't matter, the same number for me, mm-hmm. of trying to get it to leave us alone.
I'm going to say that the dragon's not close enough for you to do that yet.
So I will focus on the fire. Is it magical at this point, or would it be at this point non-magical?
The fire?
Yeah.
The fire is fire. It's not magical.
So I can put out fire with the control fire cantrip.
Okay, cool.
So I will start putting it out.
Yeah.
It's by 5 feet at a time.
Yes, okay. So, yeah. You can start in 5 feet increments, but you're able to sort of, like, move the fire almost out of the way. And kind of push it back, so you're helping.
Well, it does put it out, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Extinguish,
fire in Minecraft.
Yeah, when you punch fire.
Yes,
again. That's what sparkles that face when they're
going, huh, in the fire.
That exact awesome. Sound as well.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
Yep. All
right.
So
you doing?
It's not quite to the ship yet.
It's not within hearing range.
Okay.
But
it's not okay. I guess I'll spend my entire movement speed and I'll dash to get to the front of the ship. In this turn,
we're not worrying about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a picture. You see this thing encroaching upon you.
Cool. So I get
I'll
to the
that in the Discord.
I'm gonna set up at the front of the ship for when next turn or whenever it's like right up on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is also where it's on fire, so be careful.
Yeah. So I can you know, I'll purposely avoid that.
Yes.
So that I'm ready for when it's within range.
Okay, cool. So. Alright, what puts us next?
A&E.
Sorry. So I'm gonna try, since the dragon isn't in, like, hearing range, and since I probably can't really talk to it, because it probably doesn't speak common, I'm going to try to, like, basically, like, an airport, like, an airplane person, like, just make it, like, try to point
try
in the other direction.
Point in the other direction?
Yes, just, like,
make
go that way.
That's what I was saying I was gonna do.
Well, you were trying to try and talk to it.
No, I was saying, like, a performance to get it to go away.
Oh, I apologize. I interpreted that you were speaking to it.
No, yeah. No.
13.
13? Yeah, this dragon,
Hard hands.
The dragon, you can't tell if it doesn't understand you or if it doesn't care. It is still on its way. Alright, August, what you doing?
I'm gonna use my bonus action to shift. Alright, give me a little bit extra health. Boost me up a little bit.
So, just out of mechanical interest, is that like a once per long rest thing?
Or? I get it twice per long rest, but it's the amount of times of proficiency.
Gotcha. Okay. Sorry, that was just me being curious how it worked mechanically.
And then I'm going to help put out fires with them.
Yes.
You are a cold dragon, technically.
Yeah, however, I only use water from buckets, because I don't have that ability.
Your check you're trying to do on the dragon next, is it charisma?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm supposed to be pretty good at that, especially with dragons. Yarr. Cool.
So you're continuing to kind of, like, help put out the fire. It seems to be that, like, the fire was around the whole front of the hull. So I'll say, with all of your efforts, you've managed to clear off more of the deck level, so you can get further, but the fire is starting to continue to rage, like, underneath the ship.
That's fine.
So...
We didn't need that
stuff. You didn't need the underside of the ship?
No, only the top side of stand-off.
It'll boil the eggs.
My gosh!
Ayani can only think about eggs.
Ayani! Okay, okay, I'm gonna say that with all of this fire kind of coming up, you notice that, like, around the hole, that, like, it is sort. starting to... I don't know, what else does it do? I'm going to say that there's, like, some of the mechanical... Well, I'll say that at the top of this round, a handful of the mechanical wren are running around, but they have also seemed to have caught fire. Some of them are, like, are just in shambles trying to jump overboard. So you're...
it's not the answer, guys.
They're mechanical men. But they're, like, running around, and some of them are, like falling into railings and falling over. So you're quite quickly losing crew members for this ship.
This is exactly what you wanted, eh, Annie? Call dragon to attack. Your dragon call must have really worked.
Yes.
I told you guys.
Roar.
All right.
Roar.
Who is next?
Connie!
Okay. And the dragon is still, like, flying around.
I'm gonna say that the dragon has not, like, converged upon said ship, but it is probably within earshot.
Okay. Helpful.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell us if it's gonna be here next round or not?
She said earshot, at least.
You're right. Only allowed to know the information that you're only allowed to respond to the information I've already given you. You cannot prepare for information I have not yet given you.
Okay.
What's some sort of... Okay.
I'm probably not going
to... You will get to respond to that after the next time you hear it.
I am going to pull from one of my bags of the miscellaneous crap that falls under Dungeoneer Pack and or Alchemist Supplies a random... No. What's something that's, like, on the deck of the ship that I can just, like...
Rubble?
Like, rubble.
Probably yeah, rubble. There. I mean, there's probably, like, bits of broken crates and barrels and part of the ship that's coming up from being charred.
Okay, I'm gonna pick up a random piece of rubble, lumber, whatever, and I'm gonna use magical tinkering to make it smell like... rotten eggs. And then
fantastic.
And then I'm going to toss it towards the dragon.
Okay, make me a dexterity check in order to see how well you can throw it.
There's so many egg-related things going on right now.
This is the egg episode.
Oh.
Egg episode.
You said dexterity or athletics?
Dexterity.
That is a 15 plus 2.
17.
17?
Yes.
Yeah, you managed to throw a piece of charred wood that smells like rotten eggs at the dragon. The dragon sort of, like, sees it coming and you can kind of see, like, a look of disgust across its face as it sort of ducks out of the way.
Why would you throw something that smells like a dead baby?
What?
It can't go away without hurting
rotten
it. Egg. Apparently, we are not trying to hurt it.
I don't think we can in a meaningful way.
Yes, well, I tried to make it want to leave.
It is undeterred by the rotten egg smell.
What does it want?
It needs a bigger deterrent than rotten eggs.
It needs destruction? Does it just need enrichment? Do we need to get it something else to beat up?
Tali, what are you doing for your turn?
Oh, I was just about to quote Jason Mantzoukas.
Destroy,
dismantle, engulf in flames.
That's what he wants. That's so fair.
Tali, at this point, now that it seems to be an earshot, probably going to talk in Draconic and just be like, please leave us alone. Go somewhere else. We don't want anything to do with you kind of thing. Just go away.
Can I help?
Okay.
Can I try to help? Tali?
It's not your turn.
Draconic?
No.
I can help.
You can do the help action. That's going to be what you can do
for
this round, though.
That's fine.
Okay, so yeah, you get to roll with advantage.
28.
Woo! I guess it's to persuade.
Yeah, because I get 6 plus 2 for proficiency. Wait, no, sorry, 8. So 26. That's better math.
26.
I keep doing bad math today.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good math space. So 26.
Okay, I'm going to say that on a 26, you are able to kind of be like, we don't want anything to do with you. Please leave us alone. And I'm going to say at this point in time, the dragon has approached and has kind of latched its front claws onto the front of the ship and just kind of looks down at you. And it's speaking in Draconic to you, just goes,
yeesh.
I know where you've come from. You do not belong here.
Oh!
Get out of my territory.
Yeah, oh, the sky.
I'd love to, but we're kind of, sorry. Let me slip into voice, actually. What is my voice? We'd love to, but we're kind of held captive by these metal men. They're under command of some guy named the Oracle, and he's got big plans for us, so we kind of can't leave. We're being held captive. I say this in Draconic, so the metal men can't hear anyway.
Yeah, that's fair.
Unless they
know
Draconic,
and
I don't think they do.
Yeah. You hear the dragon responds and goes, this dragon is very dead set on its mission and deeply suspicious. And so it just goes, I know of whom you speak. why should I trust you?
Again, we're kind of just victims of circumstance here. I mean, I don't thoroughly want to go where we're going either. We're just kind of... I have to go that way, and I prefer to do it alive. We're going to some town or place named Loren. I don't know if that's in your territory or not. That's just where we're pretty sure where we're going.
You hear when you say the word Loren. The dragon let out a deep guttural laugh. as it just goes, I don't think there's any Loren to go to. And we're gonna go on to who's next?
That'd be me.
What are you gonna do?
What do you do? You?
I'm literally right there listening to them speak in another language.
You don't understand
anything that is being spoken to you.
Parlez-vous français?
I guess there's not much I can do.
Yeah.
I will say that you were told that there are lifeboats on the back of the ship.
Yes, we could lifeboat.
We
might want to lifeboat.
I was gonna. Its strength is probably insane.
Yeah.
It probably won't be the 13.
Yeah.
Also, that would. Well, you don't know that I'm pleading that we have nothing to do with
yes.
it, so you wouldn't know that anyway. Never mind.
I'm gonna see that happen, and because I'm so terrified, I'm gonna like creep back, and then as soon as I'm around the corner, I'm gonna run towards the lifeboats.
The lifeboats.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is next after that?
Yemi. So you said it's like grabbed.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's got one claw on either side of the hull. You can feel the whole ship start to shift down as the weight of it is pulling
can
it
I,
down.
Could I touch the dragon?
You can touch the dragon.
Can I gently place a hand on it and just give a pleading look of like, please don't hurt us?
I don't think this dragon's going to care.
Can I pet
yeah,
it?
I think animal handling's
can
probably
I, can I pet the dragon and try to get it
I mean,
to...
rangers should be decent at that.
I have proficiency.
He's going to flick you off and you're going to hit the wall and die.
That is 15.
That's
not
a
terrible.
15
not
on animal handling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
going to
look up
so
at a dragon.
You
that's aggressive.
Touch the dragon.
The
very gently.
Wisdom?
Very gently. I am going to...
This is another I have no eyes.
It's not that bad.
15's not a bad roll, which
it's
means that the dragon is not going to attack you for touching it.
You know what I was going to try?
I will say that the dragon does feel you touch its claw and it flinches back reflexively.
I'm so sorry.
And like takes a chunk of the hole away with it where it was grabbed on. But it does not immediately retaliate by swiping at you. So yeah, you are standing above basically what is a chunk pulled out of the side of the ship.
And you already did your turn by helping.
Yes, you did by helping.
How did you help? Like, were you also pleading?
You're talking to it, I'm going.
yeah, in your dragon form, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. No, I feel like that's part of the convincing.
Yeah.
So at the top of the next turn, you see that the fire around the side of the hole is starting to reach farther back towards the ship. It is quickly encroaching upon the lifeboats. the fire that's spreading down below.
We have flammable substances on the ship as well.
The whole ship is flammable.
I will say that now that there's a part of the cargo hold exposed from where the dragon took a chunk out of it, you also have flammable substances in the cargo hold as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of dragon parts could
this is
going to
be escaping from the prison in Baldur's Gate vibes.
Yes.
So you hear an explosion come from down below. That actually is so explosive that it...
You just love your explosions, this
game. You gave me... I got dragons. What is not a good dragon if not explosions?
That's our campaigns. It's either a dragon or an empire.
Hey, man.
Don't remind me.
Which one?
Both.
That there's an explosion from the cargo hold that actually blows the dragon back off. For a bit, as some of the dragon scales, like the crate of dragon scales from down below, just absolutely erupts.
I'm curious about the logistics of that. So if a dragon fights another dragon and they use fire, does the other dragon explode?
They don't explode, but they've done things to the scales in order to.
It's like a treatment.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm curious about how that works.
Yeah.
I guess it could be like How to Train Your Dragon movie 1.
My bad.
The inside of the dragon isn't fireproof.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It blows the dragon back off of the ship, so it has let go.
Can you grab my foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are two almost identical
back
to each other?
Yeah. Blows the dragon back off of the ship for a moment. But now, like, the whole bottom of the ship is just gone, and you're descending rapidly.
Golly.
And the fire is encroaching upon the lifeboats. So, Connie, what are you doing?
Ship is crashing.
It's crashing out. Lifeboats still exist for now.
I am currently on one, probably.
Yeah. We'll say that you were able to make it back. You're starting to prep one of the lifeboats.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything from the cargo hold we can run and grab real quick.
No.
The cargo hold
is
gone.
It blew out the bottom.
The explosion blew out the bottom of the ship.
So we lost the blueprints for those sick-ass guns.
Unless you stashed any of them.
She might have. We don't know. Or he...
You can roll for that later.
Flashback. Take a stress.
Okay, then I guess Connie is gonna run towards the lifeboats as well.
Okay, yeah.
Here, help me with this.
Yeah, you guys start to...
I'm not the sailor!
I'm not either.
Alright, Tully.
I'm just gonna kinda continue my efforts to be like, that's just where they wanted us to go. Honestly, at this point, I don't think any of us committed to this dude's cause. We were just being forced to go along with it. We plan, it looks like, to get on a lifeboat, and we're going to get out of here. I don't know when we're going to go, but we've never wanted to do what this guy was telling us to do.
Roll another persuasion check.
Are you still helping me?
You can either help, or you can run towards the lifeboat. You cannot do both.
You might want to save your life. Yeah, that's fine.
How did it do that?
No idea. I think I need to re-roll it because I can't see what it is. Okay. That's 19.
19? Yeah. I'm going to say that the dragon goes... the dragon just goes, I will destroy everything that the Oracle holds dear.
And I can live with that. We don't really care.
And it just goes. It is basically implying that if you escape, it will not go after you. It's trying to destroy the ship.
Yeah. No. Understandable. Have a nice day.
Yeah. So
I'll prep my escape pod. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
I saw two rounds.
Yeah.
You have one more after this.
Yeah.
We got four rounds instead of five rounds. We've gone down.
Oops.
I was not counting.
Sorry, I thought this was the fourth round.
Well, if the ship is kind of falling apart.
Yeah,
that's fair. We gotta move. Okay, who's next?
We are leaving.
You're prepping the...
I'm undocking this ship, and I'm...
Yeah. You managed to just sort of, like, I imagine it's sort of got, like, the sort of, like, fire engine off the back.
I do not care who was on this with me or not. There are other pods they can jump on.
You like my performances, Vigo.
Not enough to die for it.
That's okay.
Then
fair.
What ties our characters together?
I'm going to say that you've managed to, like, get the, like, because the lifeboat, because it's flying, has, the particular mechanism that allows it that basically has like an engine off the back of it. You managed to get that started. We'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's up and ready. It's going.
The explosion will jettison it away.
Yeah, you are just waiting on everyone else to get there. Who is next?
Is the airship like, or is the lifeboat like a tiny airship?
It's like what we were.
No, it was what you were flying in that looked like a rowboat with a like a jet engine off the back of it.
Well, when y'all first got to the island.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are what the lifeboats look like. They look like the lifeboats from the Marvel Fantastique, essentially.
Yes.
Except for those initially looked like that they were just lifeboats that you could sail on the water. This is a lifeboat that you know sails through air. all right, Ianni, what are you doing?
I'm gonna blow the dragon a kiss. And then I'm gonna run to the lifeboat.
Cool. I imagine that the dragon gives you a very confused.
Trying to raise a dragon.
This one's mentally ill.
She's just trying to make sure the dragon knows that she's not malicious. She just wants the dragon to know that she wasn't trying to hurt it when she touched it. She was just trying to be its friend.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to blow fire at it.
Anatomy to know that it does not blow flag fire, so I think you're fine. All right, yep. Yeah, you run back towards the lifeboat, and I'll say that you've made it. Okay, what are you doing, August?
This is like the throne.
To the lifeboats.
Yeah, it is.
To the lifeboats? Yeah, you make it back towards the lifeboats as well. I'm gonna say in one last fail swoop,
fail swoop,
that, the dragon, I'm going to say, I don't really feel like rolling for this. I feel like that it should just work. You should have enough time to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that in one fell swoop, you guys managed to pick up Tali from the front of the ship. Because you've got the lifeboat working again.
You jump off onto
the ship. Roll. No, I really don't want you to fail this.
I can roll well.
Roll an acrobatics check to make it from the burning ship onto the lifeboat.
Can I, like, try and help catch to help maybe...
Yeah, you can help for advantage. You can help
roll
for an advantage.
That's 14.
You know what?
Reasonably better.
That works. With a 14, Vigo, like, extends a hand down towards you and grabs you and hoists you up on the ship as it flies off. As you guys are flying off, the dragon lets out one last of fire, and the ship just ignites.
Michael Bay is back.
Michael Bay did not learn his lesson the first time. He's back.
You could also tear it apart using magnetism.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what crash dragons do, apparently.
Yep. So, yes, you are now the as you were flying off in your tiny little lifeboat rowboat.
We've got eggs, at least.
Yep.
Did you grab eggs?
She's FedEx. Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, that's fair.
You
have
you have blueprints.
You might have blueprints. Okay. I'll let you decide later if you want to tell me if you grab them or not. You watch as the dragon just sort of like decimates the charred remains of the ship before flying off into the night, as you guys are once again flying in a tiny little rowboat through the sky.
Man, that was something.
And also two other people are there with us.
Yes, all of you are there. Gunnar and Lignus is an implied presence in
all
the
second. They're in the second boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't make it.
Oh my god.
Sorry, Will and Paul, your characters just died on an exploding ship because you guys weren't there. I'm so sorry.
Next episode, they got better.
They got revivified.
But you died. I got better.
So you'll have to switch character sheets, though.
you are slowly.
You said we were very close to getting to our destination.
You were supposed to get there by nightfall, so.
Okay. Do so we yeah, see?
Can we, I was.
Oh, are
can
there, I any, like, there no robots? Or the captain didn't live, did he?
Nope, none of them are left.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I'll be holding out my telescope looking to see if I see the city.
Yeah, I was literally
about to also be like, can we look and
so
see if we can track?
He said that there was nothing of Lauren left to find.
So maybe instead of looking
he
for
did?
A city, look for Ash.
Yeah, I was talking to the dragon, trying to convince it not to kill us.
You can talk to dragons.
You probably heard me. Yeah, I know what you're
saying. I heard you
we
saying something.
That, you knew that I know the Draconic.
Can you teach me how to touch dragons?
Probably not quickly.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was talking to him, trying to, you know, convince him to spare our lives.
I don't know if you can determine the dragon's gender from just talking to it.
The person, the dragon I was talking to...
It's a girl! It's a lady dragon. That's fair.
What is the sexual dynamic between dragons?
No, it's not my mom, guys, I
swear. You need to answer me now. What is the sexual dimorphism between...
Look,
that might be a lot of... I don't know.
Stop.
What were you...
Anyway, the dragon was talking to me back and was like, ha ha ha, there's no Lauren for you to find. I will destroy everything the Oracle holds dear. And I was like, that's fine with me. I can live with that. Just please let us live and go. We never wanted to be here in the first place. So I guess we escaped like we wanted to, and we got some gold out of it, I guess. A number I do not know of gold out of this.
I don't know, Vigo. How much gold did everyone get
gold?
Out of this? That's the most chaotic take.
I suppose at this point...
I can cut your tongue out 7 different ways. Give us the
good
money.
Good luck. I'm just kidding. I'll hand out...
That's
10.
A fight I'd like to see.
I'll hand out 10 gold to everybody.
Yeah.
I suppose now we're all on the run from the Oracle.
I don't know how much this is going to help us at this point, but here is the gold the Oracle gave us.
And why did you decide to grab that and not, I don't know, perhaps a map? Or
there,
perhaps...
Did any of us see maps?
I mean, look,
they kind of were keeping it very secret.
The only thing I found was this weird looking thingy
baby
down there. I don't know what this is.
Oh,
what
the
is...
weird gemstone thingy.
That is a rock.
So right, King.
It looked different from everything else. It was shiny.
Can I?
Yes, some gems are very valuable, but because they are look like you
Come,
cannot
you
buy
a piece of wood that smelled like rotten.
I thought
that
I was trying to sneak it once you leave. How else do you fight a dragon?
You don't fight a dragon.
Yeah, and I was trying to make it want to leave.
Yeah, and it left. Well, we left. It just let us leave.
We barely.
Let us.
Yeah, we kind of pretty close. But luckily, she said she wasn't going to come after us, or at least implied she wasn't going to come after us.
That's mildly reassuring.
But also, we should probably figure out where her territory is and get out of that space as quickly
as
possible. I mean,
didn't she just mean like the sky or the air?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure dragons are super territorial. I think we at least know that. So we're probably near her horde or whatever dragons do in this world.
Do you think the city is her?
Again, she said that there was nothing of Lauren left to find.
Poor Lauren. What'd she do?
Lauren. Whatever.
Do we see the city yet?
I am.
It's probably hard to see at night.
I am gonna say that it is difficult to see at night.
Yeah.
But I will say that you do see a fire burning off in the distance.
Do we see or does he see?
In the telescope, he sees. You probably see like a flickering light off in the distance.
I'll look back and tell
from the ground.
What the dragon told you might be correct. I'm not sure. I just see fire.
Well, we're, as of right now, free from the Oracle's influence for the moment. I guess we gotta figure out what we do with that kind of freedom.
I think we go to the city first and see, then figure out.
I mean, that's exactly what the Oracle wanted us to do, though, I guess.
Any better ideas?
I mean, we could all try to go home.
I guess, yeah. Well,
the Oracle did not have the ability to find us in the first place, so we could.
As long as we don't go by anything that detects us, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, how do we know how to look out for that sort of thing?
He also seemed to know us by name, which was concerning.
Then
yeah.
He knew us by name, but had to put on the show across the entire coastline before.
I imagine.
Well, I mean, several of you travel, so he didn't.
When we had to recite that memory, might have given him some information that we may not want to give him.
What memory?
Oh. Oh wait, Connie didn't do it.
Yeah,
Connie didn't do it.
Yeah, what memory?
Vito didn't do it.
Nope, neither of them did.
It seems
like you guys wouldn't know that your memory was stolen either.
For what?
I think we know.
No, I think they would know. They
don't know what
the
memory is.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't remember what the memory is, but they might. They would remember the memory.
Any idea why?
Other than that he's a horrible person that thinks he's better than everyone and is committing genocide.
That tracks.
But memories are not like a real thing. It's not like what do you do with a memory?
I don't know, we didn't do it. He took it.
But how do you
You'd have to ask him that.
I do not think I want to ask him.
You'll just have to not know.
Well.
Well.
Do you think he's tracking us right now because we're on one of his ships?
Probably could. It's probably.
We need to change vehicles.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And get new license plates.
I don't know what that is.
Grand
Theft Auto. We could go ahead and start descending the ship.
Yeah.
You do carry acid, right?
Hey, yo.
Jeez.
What would you do if you found someone that had burned off their fingerprints in real life?
I wear gloves anyway, so.
Leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Slowly descend.
You're gonna descend off. You're essentially, you can descend. There are some forests around here.
Mm-hmm.
You could descend through the tree line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say that by the time that you've descended, you're a bit closer to the fire that you're able to see. Everyone else is able to see. It seems to be sort of smoldering at the moment. Like, it's not like ablaze, but it's the only sort of like firelight that you can really see. But once you descend down into the forest, you can't see it anymore.
How far would we be? Like yardage or like miles?
You probably be
mileage.
You're probably in time wise, you're probably maybe like a 40-minute walk out. Like you're close enough by the time that you've descended. You sort of like kind of shakily navigate the trees in order to sort of like dock near the forest, or to kind of bumpily land. But yeah, you are officially in the forest at night. Outside of a city that last you saw was on fire.
Well, I guess we put together some sort of night situation.
Do you want to do a night watch?
How hot is it outside?
It's pretty overcast.
Yeah, it's gonna,
I guess
it'll be okay.
We could do that.
I mean,
there's
only
walk.
Two groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I was saying, like, do we need to like make
set
a
up camp?
Set
I
up
would.
Camp kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, we should probably get some rest after everything. And I mean, we're not going to get very far trying to navigate this forest in dark. Even though
I'm gonna like mark a tree in the direction that we saw it from. Mm-hmm. That way we don't lose track.
Yeah.
So
if only we had some sort of tracker in our group.
The slow turn.
I'm proficient in survival.
I am also proficient in survival.
Are both, yeah. I'm not.
I have a +4.
Nice.
Rangers. Rangers for the win. Survive this.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Double it. Give it to the next person.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's part dragon right now, so.
Never
yeah.
mind. You're still part
dragon? No.
Okay.
No, I'm normal now. There's no need for me to be dragon anymore.
Okay, that's just something okay. you okay. do. All
right. Everyone decide what you're going to do. I'm going to try to
the right thing. I will use the cantrip create bonfire.
Nice.
And set up a little campfire for us.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook. Meal time. Mother
cook.
No.
Epic meal time.
Does anybody want to like try to build like a lean-to or something?
I was about to say I can try to build like a shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can cook.
She just said she was cooking.
What would a cook roll be?
Survival
probably.
18.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Survival's not good.
The best of all ever.
Would you roll?
You're gonna help?
Yes.
Thank heavens I rolled a nat one.
Oh my word.
I rolled a...
Oh, no.
No way. Oh, yeah. Bro.
Is that two nat ones in a row?
Jail.
1 in 400. 1 in 400.
This has happened to me like 3 times throughout like the past 2 years.
That's stupid. What?
Untalented. In a way, that is lucky.
Just act like it didn't happen. No, I mean, like, just say that you plan to cook and you have not tried to do it
yet. Yeah, I know. I plan to cook. I haven't rolled for it.
My God!
Wait, how old is the oldest?
I want to see.
Wednesday. Huh.
Today is not Wednesday.
True.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
So.
Bing.
What is everyone going to do in order to set up camp and then we can do night watch?
Vigo and I are going to try to, like, make a shelter.
Okay.
Create fire using the cantrip, create bonfire.
Cool.
We're going to cook.
Okay, cool.
What skill would that be?
Survival.
Survival, yeah.
All right, Hannah, roll 2 nat 1s in a row, please.
I'm going to say, though, decide between the two of you who's going to roll for survival, and then you get the help action from the other person.
Let Connie roll.
Yeah, okay, and then for the two of y'all, pick which one of y'all has the better additive, and then roll
advantage. We did,
advantage.
She rolled 18.
18.
Okay, 18.
I'm used to cooking for myself in the middle of the wilderness.
Nat 1.
What the frick?
That's 3 nat 1s in a row so far.
That's a 6.
Total? Overall?
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
Hannah rolled it before and rolled 2 nat 1s in a row. And now he rolled a nat 1 and a 4.
What the heck?
Again, he's gonna like taste
We're
this.
Just not eating.
They just don't want us to eat.
We're eating charcoal.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that while you do manage to find edible food.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever terrible abomination that you seem to have made is...
Delicious in dungeons.
It's very delicious in dungeon coded. I'm gonna say that, yeah, you're able, like... The food that you make does not physically harm you or any of your friends. It is not good.
What a way to describe food. It doesn't physically harm you.
Acorns and pine nuts.
Maybe next time someone other than you two tries to cook.
I can't believe 3 nat 1s in a row for cooking. That is actually kind of wild for
me. I don't think Vigo's going to eat it.
You can choose not to.
I'll pull out like a little snack I had in my pack.
Cool.
I'll say,
guys.
Maybe Annie's gonna try to forage for something else.
You can roll another survival check if you want to.
Nat 1.
It's a 7.
Oh my god. You're gonna eat poorly.
And I got an unnatural 20.
He stole our luck. Kill him. Yeah, I'm gonna say, Annie, you managed to go into the woods and you find like some berries that are edible, but like. You find, like, a small handful of them. You're like, this is not enough, but okay.
It's enough for me.
Tolly! Tolly, what do you find on an unnatural toy? What do you
so
want?
So, some of the falling, flaming debris has managed to brain a deer. Just... just straight through the head like a meteor. So yeah. I bring back a whole deer.
Wow!
Meanwhile, they're cooking skeever tail over
here. That's skeever tail.
I love yellow jacket.
The fire from the meteorite has cooked it perfectly.
You know what? Sure.
Yellow jacket before.
Sure. Yeah. No, you managed to find
some... No one's vegetarian, right? Have we decided that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you managed to find perfectly cooked deer out in the woods.
Because Amaryllis was vegetarian.
Sorry, it came pre-cooked.
Yeah, pre-cooked.
Hey guys, I found this cooked deer out in the woods. Does that help?
Oh, that helps so much.
Is it like skinned and everything?
No, it's just cooked. We're gonna have to skin it.
Seared.
It's plated as well.
It's seared to perfection.
We just hear a British man screaming and running away.
Oh my!
I need the lamb sauce.
Runs into the woods like Bigfoot.
Yeah. Hey, venison's pretty good.
I've never had it, but I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike the other inedible food that you have been given, you guys all get to dine on perfectly cooked deer meat.
Jesus.
Fantastic. All right. Do we want to do Night Watch?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody roll.
Well, now we can... What would we roll? Because there's only going to be two groups.
So four?
Well, we'll just do odds and evens. Everyone roll, and if you get an odd number, you're in one group, and if you get an even number, you're in another.
We're all roll evens.
Does it matter?
Does not. I guess it doesn't. You don't have
I got
even.
Odd.
I got odd. Even.
I got even.
Even.
Okay, there we go.
We've had a chat.
You've
already.
Had a chat, but not one-on-one.
Not
one-on-one. Let me double-check the chart.
I haven't talked to you yet.
I haven't talked to her yet.
Joking with Macy him. About like how we're
I haven't talked to you
is gonna
yet.
Be like Frodo Legos Lord of the Rings. We're gonna say like one line to each other. The entire
I feel like I need to get one of these two because I've talked about.
I mean, there's
you.
A small enough group that if you want to pick people, you are more than welcome to.
I'm fine with either of these two because I haven't talked to them.
I can tell you who has not talked to each other. Ianni has not talked to Constantine or Viggo. August has not talked to Tali or Viggo. Tali has not talked to August or Constantine. Constantine has not talked to Ianni or Tali. August.
So there's plenty of combinations.
Yeah. And then Viggo
maybe we
has
just
not
try to roll again. That one
or
roll
August.
Is us two and you three.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's just try roll one more time. I got odd evens this time.
Evens. Odds.
Okay, raise your hand if you got odd.
It didn't work again. Okay, let's just decide something.
Okay, so Constantine, you have not talked to two people. Well, no, that still puts Ianni and Tali together.
This feels like a logic puzzle.
It is a logic puzzle.
Yeah, there's always going to be a group of three.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how we can maximize a group
no.
of three.
Have you two talked?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you two talked?
No.
Have you two talked?
Her and me?
Yes. Yeah. You have talked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like very first Night Watch. It was you.
Yeah, I do have that you guys have talked.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
And
so we're gonna get some combination where Ianni has
talked to somebody.
Neither of these two. Not Tali.
I haven't talked to either of them, so we could be three and they could be two or something.
We can do these three because we have not talked and she has not talked.
Yeah, that's that works. Right. Cool. Yeah. So we'll do Tali, August, and Viggo.
And then everybody is talking to somebody they have not talked to before.
Yes. Okay, so...
I'm so proud of you. You did a puzzle.
So Ianni and Constantine... I'm just marking this down for my chart. Ianni and Constantine are talking. Constantine and Ianni. And then...
Should we stop the recording and go ahead and...
Yeah,
go ahead and stop it, because I'll fill this out, and then we'll start it again.